This is Dr. Mejia, the temple patient Kevin Rainier, IAYNER, Metacoracus 161A99, that were 3A1972. Referring physician Dr. Musa, procedure performed colonoscopy and EGD, secondary procedures, biopsies, date of the procedure June 26, 2024, indication melena, abdominal pain, post-op diagnosis, impression 1, esophagitis, LA class A, number 2, status post-gastric bypass, number 3, no significant abnormality seen, period. Number 4, internal hemorrhage. Next number, diverticulosis, coli, PR paragraph. Death of insertion, second portion of the, jejunal loops of the EGD. Splenic flexure for the flexible sigmoidoscopy, complication on immediately, medication as premonitory anesthesia care, peer paragraph. Over the procedure, after informed consent was obtained, patient was put in the left lateral decubitus position, period. Scope was introduced into the anal rectal area, into the mouth, around to the oropharynx esophagus, into the small stomach remnant, through the anastomosis, into the jejunal loops, period. Examination before upon withdrawal, period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored under procedure, period. After EGD was done, patient was turned, rectal exam was done, showing no significant abnormalities, period. Pediatric colonoscope was introduced into the anorectal area, advanced through the colon into the splenic flexure without complications, period. Examination performed upon withdrawal, period. Oxygen saturation, blood pressure monitored under the procedure, period. Retroflexion performed to rectum, period, paragraph. Findings, otopharynx appear normal, period, paragraph, esophagus appear normal, period. Stomach, there's a small stomach remnant, period. And appear normal, period. Anastomosis appear normal, period, and healthy. Jejunal loops examined appear normal, period. Biopsies taken from jejunal loops rule out celiac disease, period. Biopsies taken from stomach rule out H. pylori, period, paragraph. Please add to the esophagus finding. There is mild inflammation erythema of the distal esophagus consistent with a class A esophagitis, period. Please add to post-op diagnosis impressions of esophagitis LA class A, period. Recommendations 1, follow pathology reports. Number 2, anti-inflammation. Number 3, avoid NSAIDs. Number 4, monitor clinically. Next number, we'll start a patient on protonis, follow omega steel daily. Next number, high fiber diet. Next number, fiber supplementation. Next number, hemorrhoidal bleeding continue. Patient may need hemorrhoidal banding period. Please add 2 findings, flexible sigmoidoscopy findings, anorectum, internal hemorrhage grade 1 period. Sigmoid descending colon, discarded reticulosis present period. Minimal residual of stool. Solid stool present throughout the sigmoid and descending colon period, though the mucosa examination was acceptable.